Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
It's time for the Rutherford Home Show here on News Radio WGNS with your hosts Dean Higby of South Branch Nursery and Dave Gober with F&B Mortgage. A focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying to selling to improving your home's value. You'll get the latest on the Rutherford County real estate market, helpful lawn and garden tips, plus much more. Now your hosts of the Rutherford Home Show, Dave Gober and Dean Higby.
Hi. Welcome to the Rutherford Home Show on this little bit of a rainy, wintry day, to say the least. I'm Dean Higby, and here with Dave Gober, F&B Mortgage. We come together to talk about everything about landscaping and mortgages and everything around.
Small business.
About anything, really.
Landscaping.
But so.
Waterproofing.
With all that, with a rainy day and waterproofing, we've got a special guest, Bill. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So with A1 all time home inspections, which anytime you buy a house, or maybe if you've been owning a house, we go to the doctor for a physical, might be some prevention of having it looked at.
Absolutely.
Every so often. See if you can curtail a expensive repair in the near future.
Absolutely. We can certainly come out and diagnose many things. Most homeowners don't get out and hang out in the crawl space. And we'd be more happy to come out and do that for you. And I'll just look it over. Now, even if you are the one that owns the home, so we can do a lot of things for you.
So what if I do hang out in my crawl space? Am I kind of a
then you're eroded, person? I guess.
Well, if you're ever looking for work, give me a yell.
Yeah. No, I only go there if I have to. But
you'd be a possum, wouldn't you?
And hopefully you don't have to. Anyway, Dave, how's everything going on in the mortgage world?
Pretty good. Rates have actually dropped a lot in the last 10 days or so. The 10-year treasury is what we kind of benchmark our rates of whether they go up or not. And that was at 3.22 about 2 weeks ago. And it's now down to like 2.85. So it went below 3. So that means I went from like a 5% rate to like a 4.5% rate, 4.625. I mean, it all depends on credit, APRs.
Do you think that was what kind of motivated that rate drop? Is it because when they were going up, it started showing?
I know the president had said that he would wish the Fed wouldn't be so aggressive because we're, still moving in a good direction. So I don't know if I guess they listened. They didn't move it up in December, so. Or don't plan on it. I think also the fact, and you got to remember, the markets already have built in, leeway. So if they are predicting something to happen and it doesn't happen, then they pull it back. So that's how rates drop. Does that make sense? They build up for it. If it happens, then they're in good shape. But if it doesn't happen, it's like, okay, well, we can pull them back.
So kind of test the waters to see
exactly
what's going to happen.
That and the fact that you got tariffs and China, and that's kind of been slowed down a little bit. I think they've come to agreement there. You've got who knows, usually it's January, mid-January they drop a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
But usually used to be Black Friday numbers would be the consumer spending index would be a big driving force sometimes, but I don't know. I was trying to do some research on which sales are more, what's the percentage of internet sales over the past 3 years versus brick and mortar sales. That number has got to be on the rise for internet sales.
It is. And on the Nashville Business Journal, I was looking at an article this morning, and actually closings in the greater Nashville area for November were down 7%.
All counties were down.
Yeah. So,
but that's typical seasonal too. They're not going to have the same. Now, if we see them go down in May, June, and July a little bit, then that's a shift in the market for sure. But some of this is seasonal too, and now we have more inventory, so more to choose from. And anyway, I mean, I'm not too concerned about the housing market as of right now. It's still very steady. I've already talked to two people this morning, and the rates are good. You know, I had a lot of people, you know, thinking about refinancing, and I told them just to hang tight. I had an anticipation that this would happen. I had a couple of new constructions, so I don't have a crystal ball, but I was lucky and used my knowledge and a little bit of timing, and they're going to get a better interest rate, and that makes you feel good when you're able to do that. But it is a risk, and you know, I tell people all the time, if you've got a good interest rate and you're closing within 60 days or so, just lock it in. Don't. It's kind of stressful when you start trying to predict the market. So, but for those who are still out there that are looking at buying or refinancing or building, rates are still good. I mean, and they're even better than they were 2 weeks ago.
That's good. So all right. So, Bill, you guys hold your company now. Going on, it's
this is our first full calendar year. We actually opened July 10th of 2017. So, just about a year and a half now we've been open.
And what's your background in home inspections? And
well, I had worked for a previous company before stepping out with my business partner, Tim Holder, and going out on our own. Prior to that, I did pest control for several years. Was making a living crawling under houses anyway. Figured it was time for a change, and you know, home inspections were, you know, pretty close to what I was doing. A lot more detail involved in the inspections, but I've been excited to have done it.
Let me ask you a question. So you do the basic home inspection, then you test for radon and things like that as well, correct?
We can. We don't do that ourselves. We subcontract that out. But if anybody certainly wanted radon testing done, we can get that scheduled for them.
Does, you know, like in the mortgage industry, we don't even hardly look at the home inspections anymore. We used to. I always tell people it's like, you know, like a report, like your blood work on your house before you buy it. Like Dane had referenced getting a physical. It's almost imperative to me to make sure that people understand the importance of it. In fact, in our disclosure package, we have a little thing that says your right to get a home inspection. It's a really cool page. We don't require it, but we let them know that it's such a good investment of their money to do so. And then I always have them initial it because I don't want them to come back and say, well, I didn't know I could get a home inspection. Because a lot of times the clients confuse the home inspection and the appraisal, which are two totally different things. The appraiser is looking at value. Now, if he sees something like a crack in a wall, he's going to make a note of it. If he sees something like, you know, he just almost fell through the floor, there's a big sinking part of the floor, he's going to make a comment, or a cracked window or chipped paint. And those repairs are normally have to be done prior to closing. If he lists it on the appraisal, but you can list some minor, there's no house that's perfect, is what I'm trying to get at.
Absolutely.
So you're going to have a lot of these. So you have a buyer has a contingency at, if they, when they negotiate, that the seller will pay up to $500 in repairs or $1,000 in home inspection, and then they go from there. So that's kind of a little educational for our listeners about how that home inspection works versus the appraisal.
Right. You know, most people, when they buy a home, the home is usually their single biggest investment. And a home inspection really gives that buyer the opportunity to make an educated decision on the purchase of that property. You know, we're going to go everywhere. You know, we're going to look at the roof, the exterior, crawl space, check the electrical, plumbing, HVAC. You know, to where a lot of time the buyer is going to go in and look at more of the aesthetics of the home, the layout of it, what materials are in it. So you know, we pride on ourselves in going out and doing a good inspection, and then, you know, letting the buyers, you know, make an educated decision on if that property is a good fit for them.
So on, you work mostly with realtors that you have like a preferred group that refers you guys, and then I guess people who seek their own.
We do. I'd say probably 90 to 95% of our business comes from realtor referrals. Every so often we'll get a phone call from, you know, hey, a friend of ours used you, or, you know, our neighbor used you. There's a community out in out towards Beach Grove that had called us. We've been out there several times. That they posted us on their Facebook page, and we've gotten several calls from them. But yes, most of the business does come in from realtor recommendations.
And so, walk us through the process of, when you go and meet, I guess some houses are vacant and some houses are occupied. Okay. What process do you go through? You mentioned roof and plumbing and things. How long does that take? And is it a pretty much standard of the industry of what you guys are looking for?
It is. We go by a certain standard of practice. There's several different ones. Most of them are generally, common. Or have a lot of similarities, rather. So when we go out there, I basically try to do the same process at every single house. I generally start on the exterior, look at everything from the soffits down my first trip around. Then I'll do everything from the gutters up. Then we'll go inside and work our way from the top to the bottom. We'll start in the attic. If it has an upstairs, we'll do all the rooms up there. And make sure we're checking the plumbing, electrical, HVAC, all that stuff. Then we'll go down to the main floor, garage, and if they happen to have a crawl space, we'll finish up underneath there.
Your favorite part.
It is my favorite part.
So is it based on like the square footage of a house as far as a rate goes, or location?
Mainly the size of the home, whether there's detached structures involved. We don't do any pools or anything like that, but we can certainly give a very, very competitive rate on our inspections. So we'd be more happy to have anybody call and discuss what we could do it for them.
So what's your number one thing that you seem to find at most houses?
There's a lot of things that you wouldn't believe that are very common during a home inspection. Probably the most common is homeowners' lack of upkeep on their gutter systems for whatever reason. A lot of times you'll see the gutters either full of debris, they don't have downspout or extension splash, tubes, yeah, or splash guards underneath it, their downspout. And the gutter system really, it's relatively easy to maintain, but if neglected, can certainly cause moisture issues around the foundation, in the crawl space, things like that.
And the backup, I guess, going behind the gutter into the...
It can, if they're full of leaves, a lot of times not only will it overflow forward, but it can go backwards, getting into your fascia. I've seen it get into roof decking, things like that. So, they're easy to maintain.
I think moisture would probably be one of the bigger...
It is.
Things, yeah. Even if that's even like in your bathrooms, or maybe a caulking or something,
right,
has gone bad,
or loose toilets, and any of the plumbing penetrations, we sometimes see moisture around there. So I would agree, moisture is probably the biggest issue that we run into.
In my house, the grout in my master bedroom shower was causing a moisture issue.
Yes,
because my shower backs up to the edge of the foundation,
right,
and the wall, the outside wall. It's not like, right, an interior. So it was puddling right there in the bottom, right between the cinder block and the vapor barrier, mm-hmm, right in there, and it was causing a moisture problem.
Right.
So, I have a sump pump in there because I do have a place where if it rains a lot, it'll come in, but it pumps out. But this is a whole different issue, and I wouldn't have known it if,
right,
I had not had that done. So sometimes it's not like the obvious. It can be something like, so I had to get my shower regrouted.
Oh, yeah.
And get that taken care of. So, but anyway, hey, we appreciate everybody listening today. I hope you're staying safe in the rain, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoke & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke of Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
Toots. At Toots, one of our most popular side items are our onion rings. We hand cut them from fresh onions and hand batter them in our proprietary batter to order when you order them. They are some of the best onion rings you've ever eaten. Come and try Toots today. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food Toots. Is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun.
You're going to love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants. Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilcox, Executive Vice President of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee. I am excited that we now offer two convenient full-service locations for our customers at 1708 Gateway Boulevard and 3427 Memorial Boulevard to our full-service residential mortgage division located in the Gateway off Williams Drive. We strive to offer you the premier community banking experience, so please come see us for all of your financial needs or check us out online at fmbmt.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. Hope everybody's getting their Christmas shopping done and ready for the holiday season. Some parts under winter advisory. I think Nashville North starting this evening through tomorrow at noon. So we may get a little white stuff. Wish they had timed it like on Christmas Eve. It'd be nice to have a white Christmas. But I don't remember, you know, it having snow or a chance of snow this early in most cases. Do you?
No. It seems awful early.
It does. You know, we've had a cold snap or two, but I mean, wasn't it like a week ago? It was like 68.
Yeah, and then we got down in the low 20s.
So if you were planning out your like clothes for the week, you'd be like flip flops, tank tops, Eskimos, and boots, right? Eskimo.
Yeah. But you never know. That's one thing about Middle Tennessee. If you don't like the weather, stick around because tomorrow it'll be totally different.
Yeah, I do a lot of loans for people, a lot of people move here from out of state, like from California and from the north. They can move down here to get away from the snow because there's one extreme season up there, and then people come from Florida, like there's one extreme season down there, and California is just steady Eddie most of the time. So they come here and they get, you know, they get all the seasons. So anyway, talking about seasons, you know, and all-time home inspections, Ben's here with us, and people talk about shutting your air vents on the side. You know, I got the ones that do it automatic.
I do as well.
Now, what is that? I mean, is that just one of those cool things, or is that really making a difference?
Well, I'm going to tell you, there is a huge debate, even in the professional world, on whether or not you should have foundation vents. Engineers with degrees much higher than mine can't decide whether foundation vents are necessary or not. Personally, I would prefer a full encapsulation because then you can mechanically control everything in your crawl space. But to answer your question directly, the theory behind the crawl space vents is, you know, even in the summer months, most of your ductwork and whatnot is going to do some condensating in the crawl space. The foundation vents typically are designed to create a cross breeze in your crawl space area just to try to keep everything dry. sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Some homeowners won't ever open and close them. That's, again, why I have the automatic.
But does it help with moisture if you close it, or does it hurt it?
In the summer, it can hurt it. I would assume, you know, in the winter months, however, you know, if you let all that cold air rush into your crawl space, you can run into issues of, you know, busting pipes and things like that on underneath there as well. So it can create a high humidity level in a crawl space.
And see, I would rather have a crawl space than a slab. Can you give me the disadvantages of a slab versus a crawl space and vice versa?
Well, I don't really know of any well, let me back that up. Here in Tennessee, we have two types of concrete: that that's cracked and that that's going to crack. So whenever you pour a slab, put your finished flooring materials in there. In the event you end up getting a major crack, something that disrupts the evenness of your floor, the only way to really correct that is to go through your floor. Okay, so it can be, or you know, a slab could lean you towards an intrusive repair to some flooring, things like that. However, on the slab, you don't generally have the moisture issues underneath like you have to deal with the crawl space. Now, on the crawl space, you have, you know, your floor framing that could be installed incorrectly. You could have piers that's installed incorrectly. You could have spans that are too big, or, you know, are too wide and don't support properly. You can certainly have foundation issues and moisture issues. So there are pros and cons of each type
and
of
rodents.
Construction. Yeah, rodents. Yeah, absolutely.
That's when I usually have to go under my houses after a rodent. By the way,
yeah, that's me too.
So I had to put a head guard on and figure out how I'm going to attack.
You get a knife, like a steak knife, and tape it to your flashlight, kind of like a, what do you call it?
No, I tell everybody get out of the house and take me a 9mm.
Like a bayonet.
Yeah, but he makes a bayonet of his flashlight. Yeah,
a blow dart gun. Yeah.
I'll tell you, I've been under thousands of homes, and it's not as bad as you would think. I've only run into a handful of animals.
Oh, well, under my house, like I was telling you off air, it was built in 1960. I have a well under my house, like a hand dug well, like the old rock circle.
Right.
Of course, if you flashlight down in it, it's been filled up with, you know, rock and stuff, and I'm sure today most people would see the benefits of having a hand dug well under their house, you know.
So it's like you could cut a hole in the floor.
After I did some research, there was an older house that used to sit there, and that must have been nice in the 1800s to have a well that close to your house.
I would imagine.
So, right. I guess somebody said, "Well, we'll just fill in the rock and build a house over it."
We have progressed a little since then. So.
But anyway, yeah. So to me, though, a crawl space, like the heating and air on a house, okay, on a slab, you're not going to have floor vents, right? So most of your vents are going to be up on the top. To me, what heat rises. So from a heating cooling standpoint, is my philosophy right? It may be a house on a foundation might have a little bit more even climate control, or
not that I've run into. You know, some of that is going to fall back on the insulation on the house, how well it's insulated. So there are a couple other variables that come into play other than just the type of construction. But I've not noticed any that seem to.
You know what I'm saying? Most of your vents are up top of the. Just like here in the studio, there's the vents up top. It just seems like it would with that cooling part.
If you had an older radiant system where it just kind of gradually radiated out of the vents, maybe. But with most of your newer systems, they're going to be forced air anyway, so it's going to force the heat down to the floor.
I got a question for you. I have a vent that on upstairs that all my vents are on the ceiling, and I've got moisture around one. It's like condensation, and it's the one that's closest to the upstairs unit. So for example, my wall is here, the attic is on the other side of the bathroom wall on the upstairs, so my unit's here, so the duct just runs over and goes right down to the bathroom that's over here, but I got condensation build up on it. How do I get that to stop?
That'd be a great question for an HVAC professional.
It's probably well, not a condensation off the line.
It could be. If they don't have the duct sealed up where the insulation is sealed, you could get some condensation actually forming on the back side of the register that you can't see that's kind of
coming
through. There's a couple things that it could be.
Okay.
And they've got those drip pans, too, that now they have the little sensor on it. If your drip pan, something was to clog up in your condensing... Right.
If the condensate drain line clogs, they do have an overflow safety switch.
It shuts it off.
It does. It'll shut the unit off.
But that drip pan, if you ever get one and you have to, it does that, it holds a lot of water.
It does. I was going to a house one time to do a one-year builder warranty and got there. There were repair guys there. The homeowner kind of met me at the door, said, sorry, everybody's here, but for what had happened, this particular house... They didn't have the overflow safety switch. They did have the drain line. But when they came in and put the blown-in insulation in the attic, some of that insulation got into the drain pan. So it actually clogged the drain line. And the night before I was supposed to get there, that unit or that condensation overflowed, started to overflow from the pan and started leaking through her ceiling. So I'd recommend having both. On a unit, you certainly have to have one or the other, but if you have the option, I'd certainly choose both.
Well, with the new spray insulation,
foam?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like great stuff. Mm-hmm. Kind of stuff. Is that kind of the... Is it worth the upgrade to do that, you think? To me, if you had that, does that not... If you did have an overflow drain pan, it wouldn't just kind of creep through right at that point. It seems like water takes the path of least resistance. So it seems like it could run,
You're absolutely right. It could. You could, your leak could be in the attic in one point and you not see it in your,
Because that stuff, it basically is like a seal.
Correct.
Yeah. So.
Either or, again, that's going to come to personal preference.
And all these things are going to happen eventually to your house.
Hopefully not. Well, if you get I'm
talking about you need to buy a house, so they can't happen to you.
Yeah, but I'm going to say,
you got to have a house.
If it can happen and you're there long enough, it's going
to
happen.
You got to have a house for all this to happen. You're missing out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of like your car.
You love it until it.
Well, you're going to need tires. You're going to change the oil. You're going to,
There's certainly routine maintenance that needs to be done on a home.
What do you think about these companies that do these annual checkups? You sign up for a $100 annual fee, and they come out every three months. Do you have to have it checked that often?
I think it's a good investment.
Okay.
Here's a great example. A couple of years ago, my wife and I had to get a new unit put in our home, and put it in the summer. Winter came through. Everything was great. Next spring rolls around, it starts to heat up, and our air wasn't working. Most people think that if it's new, you're not going to run into issues. So even new units can, my dad told me years ago, anything man-made can fail. So, I think it's a good investment.
Now, you're talking about the heating air unit.
Some of them will come out and look at multiple systems, heating and air, electrical.
Yeah, I do that now because after several years of not doing it, and then you realize it could have been a easy fix if you would have caught it versus now. But anything. But all right. Well, we're going to take our next break, and when we get back, we'll keep talking with Bill about home inspections, and we'll be back in just a few. You listen to the Rutherford Home Show.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Hi, I'm Rick Thornton, Senior Vice President and Commercial Lender at First National Bank of Middle Tennessee's Gateway Branch. If you have commercial or business financial needs, let me put my extensive experience and background to work for you and show you why we're the home of premier community banking. First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, 1708 Gateway Boulevard, online at fmbmt.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toots has been in business on Broad Street for 32 years. One of our most popular items back then and even now is our fried dill pickle chips. Nobody does fried pickles like Toots Restaurant. Come get some today. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun.
You're going to love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants. Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. We are halfway through our great show today. I hope you're having a great weekend. I know it's rainy and cold, but be a good time to do some indoor activities. I know we're still trying to get our decorations finalized, and I didn't know we had that many, obviously, but I got work to do when I get home. I'm sure a lot of listeners and fellas out there that got a lot of work and are doing a lot of work right now trying to get that done. I saw some people coming as I came to the going down the road, as I was coming into the studio today, and had their trees on top of their cars, and they're getting soaking wet. So I was wondering, do they take it in and let it, or put it in a garage and shake it and make it dry out, or how are you gonna? You're gonna have to wait, aren't you?
I guess that's up to them. I mean, but yeah, you would think you would want it to.
You can't be stringing lights on a damp tree, I wouldn't think.
No, but yeah. I tell you, it's to all the people out there that have. There's some people put a lot of time and money and effort in their decorations for Christmas, and
I did. I invested this year. I put lights around the top, those C9 lights.
Nativity scene?
I did not. I have candy cane. Those. What do you call those two trees you gave me, or not gave me, but I purchased from you when I first bought my house about 12, 14 years ago. Those, what do they call? They're little circular ones like that
spirals.
Yeah, the spirals. I made them
topiaries.
I made them candy canes. They're really cool. And I got like three snowmen that, anyway, and I got some app lights on my phone, and I kind of got into it this year. I thought I'd mess around with it, but I paid a guy to climb up, and I have a high roof peak, and he had to get a 30-foot ladder, and he was doing it by hand. And then he'd go like five places over, and he had to crawl way down and go chink, chink, and then go. But I paid him, and he needed the extra money, and he did a good job. It helped him out, and I was happy to have him. Yeah.
Hopefully he had Aflac insurance.
I had it covered. Yeah, I had him sign a waiver. Yeah. But anyway, I'm not done with what I'm getting at is I'm not done. I still have to put out three more snowmen in the rain, in a couple of reindeer, and then I'm finished and take off a load of crap to the Goodwill.
Well, if it's raining and it's reindeer, it'll be a good day to do it.
Oh, whatever. You work at Zany's on the weekend or something, do you? Got a side gig?
Yeah.
Think you're funny?
Yeah. Pays great.
But as long as it's good for you, it'll work.
Laughter never hurts.
But the hooks that he had to put around the house and up and stuff, you know.
Bill's going to turn those down on your home inspection.
Yeah, no.
Those are cosmetic. Cosmetic items don't make my report.
Yeah.
He was there up there with a DeWalt, just into the.
Now, if he screwed them in, though, he should have sealed them.
I didn't do that. Did you see the guy that was on this? I thought was great. He measured the PVC pipe from like the peak to the edge of the rooftop. So like a, you know, the triangle rooftop, right? He took PVC pipe and he wrapped it with lights. Okay. And then he made a, like you were talking about a clamp, and he just laid it right in place. And it says right there. So when he takes down his lights, all he does is this and this. Wow. He put up his lights in less than 60 seconds.
Did he patent that?
No, but they had him on TV. I saw it on TV, and I was like, man, once you measure that out and you get your brackets in place, then you just throw them up.
Right.
And then click. I was like, that's a genius idea. Yeah. So anyway, PVC pipe.
Wow.
I mean, you're learning something new all the time. And
yeah.
Anyway. We're learning that rates are still low. Rates got lower this, in case you're just tuning in. Interest rates have dropped probably a quarter to a half a point in the last 10 days. Which on a $300,000 home, $200,000 home, that's a lot of interest and a lower payment. So that's good news. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that is. And it's, you know, I think, like we talked about our last show, builders now, with the inventories picking up and things, multiple offers slowing down, you're going to see more closing costs being paid and on new construction, maybe some upgrades of appliances or things like that that used to be incentives.
Closing costs being paid. I know that I've been able to give some lender credits without raising your interest rate, which is always good. So it's always good to get a second opinion. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything. I don't even have to pull your credit. If you call me and tell me your credit score and give me those, and you're telling me the truth, I can give you an accurate estimate. I ran into a guy the other day, and he said, "Well, I've been talking to this guy, and I feel like I need to go with him." And I said, "That's fine. I appreciate, you know, I like the people who are loyal and stay committed to their loan officers or real estate agents, whatever, And I said, just get an estimate. My rate was almost a half a point lower. My closing costs were about $1,500 less. So, you know, and I know my service is good. I know I take pride in what I do. And I know I'll be at your closing. So, you know, you've got to have that confidence. And, you know, like if I hire a home inspection and a company, I want somebody that's really going to be honest and truthful. Because if I get that one taste of a good service and then, you know, even things come up, but if I know you're in it, then I'm going to use you again and again and again.
Right.
And that's so important in small business. I mean, there's this little, what's that little Mexican place over here on the corner? Hernandez? Is that it? Okay. Now I'm going to give that guy a shout out. I've been there 4 times in 3 weeks for lunch. And I think it tastes great. I love it. Okay. It's quiet. It's easy. It's simple. Okay. It's like a little deli type. You walk in, it's Mexican deli.
Where is this?
It's right there where you turn, right by the water department where you go up. You know, like if you're coming
off the square here?
Yeah, right off the square right here. But every time he makes sure he acknowledges me in the door. How you doing? I appreciate you. Anything I can do for you? When we're done eating, did you like your meal? On the way out the door, because the way you park, he's like waving. Appreciate you. You know? You know he really cares. He said, "Hey, you like those fajitas? Here's how I make them." He didn't have to do that. But me being a small business owner at Premier Six Theater, I'm the same way. You know, I want people to make sure they know how much I care. Because what's that old saying?
Right.
Once they know you care.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And, you know, we try to, you know, like Dean's business was built that way. We just try to make these people understand that. You know, like I deal a lot with Quicken Loans. Now, I'm not saying Quicken Loans is bad, but for what you need as a first-time home buyer or what you need as a buyer that may not be as savvy, you know, you need somebody to hold your hand. You know what I mean? You need somebody there for you. So.
Clay Beach knows the guy that owns. He just texts me. The guy's name is Steve.
Steve, yeah, he's really nice. I enjoy going there. And he's like, he goes, "Man, you come here a lot. I appreciate it." Well, I'll tell you what I did one time. or about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. It was Thanksgiving, and I have these, I have customers, loyal customers at the Premier Six. They come religiously, okay? It was this older couple. They come all the time, and they love it. They've been going there for years, okay? They kind of grew up with a theater, and it makes you feel good. Well, he was in concessions, and he had got a popcorn and Coke. And even though I have real good prices on my popcorn, or, you know, my concessions, and I cook my popcorn with coconut oil, and it's really good, and I told him, I said, this one's on us. You know, thank you for coming. And, you know, that little bitty gesture goes a long way. You know, and the big places don't care about that stuff. And but anyway, I want to give a shout out to that place.
Yeah, always good to hear those things.
Yeah.
So, Bill, on home inspections, what's your craziest home inspection yet?
Oh man, that's like asking a millionaire what his favorite dollar is.
like. 20 cats and I've two dogs.
Have you seen a snake?
You know, believe it or not, I actually walked into a house one time, and the owner was a hoarder, and literally told the client and the buyer, guys, I'm sorry, we're going to have to reschedule this. Now, you couldn't get to anything. I mean, nothing inside the house whatsoever could you get to. I got called to a house to do a home inspection in downtown East Nashville. It was just the opposite. I got there, the house was demolished. I mean, completely demolished, you know, and I
like torn down.
It should have been torn down. But you know, the buyers were buying it and they knew they were going to have to spend a ton to fix it up. But, you know, I told them that, you know, I said, guys, you know, you don't need a home inspection. You need a full blown general contractor. Yeah, I mean, because there was nothing in the house that worked, nothing that was completely assembled. There were open walls, bare wires. None of the plumbing was hooked up. There was just literally nothing. My report would have said nothing works. So I've had a couple doozies.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess that's just a total misconception of what home inspection
It is. You know, a lot of people do think that home inspectors are full-blown contractors. And there may be some out there that are or have been. The majority of the ones that I'm familiar with are not. You know, so we're kind of your general practitioner. You know, we'll come out and figure out what's wrong with the house, but then we generally direct you to a specialist in that field to determine exactly what needs to be done to fully correct it and, you know, have them give you an estimate on the cost of that as well.
Yeah, and I guess there's it's kind of a benefit not to be in the repair business if you're a home inspector, because a separation of...
Right. It can be a conflict of interest.
Because mm-hmm. You know, you could have people swaying you to do things that didn't need to be done, and that takes out, or
myself. I could go in and nitpick things that really aren't that bad, just in hopes to turn around and be able to put a bid in on it. So, you know, I kind of like the separation. I go in, I do.
Is there any like regulations that keep that from happening, or is that a pretty open?
I'm not. I know it's certainly frowned upon by the state, but to say is a regulation saying that you can't? I'm not 100% certain on it. Yeah. I know it's frowned upon, so I never looked into it. I just stay away from it.
And so, to be a home inspector, do you have to go through a certification?
You do. You have to take a 180-hour course. You need to do that in classroom or online. At which point, goodness gracious, you learn so many things that don't even come into play while you're out doing the inspection. But I mean, that's good. They want to make sure you know what you're doing, at which point you then take a, you know, course exam, state exam. You pass them both, get insured, and the state gives you the license.
All right. Well, we're going to take our last break here, and then when we get back, we'll finish up the show. We appreciate you listening to the Rutherford Home Show on WGNS.
Step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the chaff pull down.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
Toots is also known for our seafood dishes. We've got everything from fried oysters to steamed oysters, oysters on the half shell, peel and eat shrimp, fried shrimp, catfish, clams, you name it. Come on down and get some seafood at Toots. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun.
You're going to love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants. Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
This is Katie Bennett with First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, where we take great pride in our exceptional history of financial stability and performance since 1874. First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, the way community banking used to be. Let me help you with any of your lending needs at 3427 Memorial Boulevard or online at fnbmt.com. First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoke & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
All right, welcome back to our last, as we call it, the fourth quarter of the show. Into issues in a bowl game on the 15th, is that correct? And they're playing in New Orleans, and they're playing Appalachian State. I did my homework before I got here, but...
And congratulations to the Stockstals, I think.
And, yeah, that was great.
Both of them MVPs of the conference.
Yeah. And then...
it'll be their last game together.
Yes. Making me sad.
I know.
Yeah. We have to go to... Let's go to New Orleans then.
Okay.
All right. Congratulations to the Oakland Patriots for winning the state championship. It's always good to see high school and local universities succeed and do well. Again, we have great athletics here in this county and around. So, and WGNS does the best in coverage. I follow them on Friday nights with Brian and the gang. So enjoy that. I look forward to that. And if you haven't, you know, I know you listen to the big time radio shows and stuff like that. But if you ever get a chance to tune into a Oakland Riverdale game or whoever you like, it's always good entertainment to listen to them. So. Anyway, so we're wrapping up the show. We've had Bill here from All-Time Home Inspections, and we've been talking about how important it is to make sure your investment, your biggest investment of your life, is protected or at least evaluated. I mean, you know, people buy cars off the internet. I've had people buy houses just by looking on the internet and going through that virtual tour. Okay, but, you know, I'm the kind of guy who has to sit in a seat and pull the you know, the gear shift and, you know, turn the wheel. And but, you know, home inspection is more than that. It's kind of, you know, lifting up under the rug and kind of, you know, looking behind the wall. And, you know, if you've got a problem, you know, I had, and I've given this example before. They waived the termite inspection and bought the house. And about 6 months later, I get a call. They bought a new refrigerator. And when they went to unplug it from the wall, the whole socket came out with the drywall, the plate and everything. And he put his hand on it, and it went through. It was about $40,000 of internal termite damage and a support wall. So I was like, from then on, you know, when people say, well, how come your company requires a termite letter? Well, it's only $35-$50. Right. I don't know about you, but if I can get a parachute and I got to jump out of a plane for $35-$50, I'm going to do it because it's the right thing to do. You know, you can't not spend that. If you can't afford that, you don't need a house. And
well, usually like a home inspection is going to pay for itself. I mean, just, and here's the thing, if you don't find anything, it's like, well, you really,
well, that's a peace of mind, isn't
it? Yeah, I mean, it's like that, you really, I would think you'd want to not find anything. Say, hey, it came back clean. The realtor likes it. The buyer likes
okay.
it. The seller likes it.
Same thing with the home inspection. Same thing with the termite letter. But I have people that balk about, well, other lenders don't require a termite letter. Yeah, okay. If you can't afford, I tell you what, I'll pay for it myself. It's $35. Okay, I'll give the buyer a credit for it. Just get the daggum termite letter. I'd rather be 100% sure than not.
Right.
It's just a safety measure.
It is. I did an inspection for a realtor here in town. Her son was buying the home. And I'm going to tell you that that's one of the most rewarding things I can get is when a realtor I work with lets me go out and do an inspection for one of their family members. But nonetheless, we go out and do the inspection, get done, turn in the report to her. Ran into her a few weeks after that, and they had went out and got estimates done on everything that we had noted in the report. And if I remember correctly, she said that the repairs came up to a little over $11,000, which are items that ultimately would have fell back on the buyer. You know, once you buy the house, and I imagine it is what it is at that point. And they did another one down south of Lynchburg. Several weeks ago, same thing, that they had some issues in the crawl space. They actually had us go back out to do a re-inspection on that house, and the owner was there, was sweating when I was getting up underneath the crawl space. And he said he had to invest almost $14,000 underneath there to repair everything. So, you know, home inspection, termite letter, those things ultimately can be a really good investment based on what you could get from it.
Well, I mean, if you're going to spend $180,000 to $300,000, $400,000 and some higher, and you can't afford, what's the average cost of a home inspection? $300 to $500?
Somewhere in that range.
And then a $35-$50 termite letter?
You can't afford not to do that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And people are like, oh, well, I don't have a lot of money. Well, okay, that's just like, not being prepared. And that's
the thing. If you find these things and you're buying this house and then you have, okay,
once you buy
$10,000 worth of repairs, and that gives you the leverage to go back to give the opportunity for the seller to make those repairs, or
right.
you do an allowance to right. do those.
And good point, because if you waive those, then you find out you got to have them done. It could cost you $1,500 or $5,000, or in this case, right. then the termites entered. I mean, it's crazy.
And then down the road, if the new buyer ever decides to sell that house, and that buyer gets a home inspection done, then ultimately that they may end up being on the hook for those repairs on items that were already deficient before they even
right.
purchased the house themselves.
Okay, so just thinking this through, there is, by being a home inspector, you guys have some liability exposure.
We do.
By, say you do this home inspection and you miss something that comes up, which I'm sure y'all are insured and
we are
for these things. But again, there's the protection of having that home inspection.
It is.
And, you know,
I hate to look at it that way, but you.
But what I'm
you
saying,
are correct.
I mean, I'm just the guy who looks at every angle here. But and that, you know, and because hey, some people make mistakes. But right. if that is something that comes up, and I'm sure it's very, very, very rare. But again, it's just another added benefit,
right?
To use a professional to do that.
Correct. You know, I've done over 1,000 inspections in my career. I'm going to knock on your table.
For Mike?
There we go. I'm going to knock on that wood there. I've yet to have to make a claim to the insurance company, but if you want to look at it that way, you know, we do take on the liability of the home when we go out.
I mean, that's not stamp if, our name you know, it. There's a straight line wind that takes off the roof and does right. anything, but right. it is an added protection, and that's why companies, just like us with doing landscaping and things, if we do something that's our fault, which you can do some very expensive things when you back a skid steer into a foundation of a house or something, or a Mercedes sitting in the driveway. But but that's what we have insurance for.
Right. You know?
So I got some real estate numbers. Going to wrap up the show with some really good stuff. Okay, we got about 4 minutes. So we're down 10% from November 2018 from November 17. Down and that's in closings. Let's see, 0% change from year to year. We're about even to where we were last year. Total inventories are up 1% from November of 18 through November of 17, but they are going up, which is the first time in a while. So Rutherford County closings are down 11%. Average closed prices are up 7%, and the average sales price is $280,261, which is crazy.
Yeah, when we first started,
it was like 175.
Yeah, 75.
All right, so Williamson closings were down 12%. Average close price is up 7%. Average sales price, $608,894. That's a lot of house. Wilson closings are down 21% with a 7% increase in price, and their average price is $327,465. And then Davidson is down 5%. Average sale close price up or is down 2%. So that market's turning down on the close on the sales price. It's probably because they have
it's
too many condos.
About 290 something is average.
373. So we're still the most affordable. I've all said that Rutherford County is the blue collar community. So let's give some numbers. Rutherford closings down 8%. Williamson down 14%. Davidson down 4%. Wilson closings down 24, so total counties are down 9%. Nothing to panic about. I'd say 3% or 4% is market related, 3 or 4% related to the time of the year. Okay. Pendings, though, this is what the future closings are. They're down 15% for Rutherford, 19% for Williamson, 12% for Davidson, and 9% for Wilson. So that's concerning a little bit, but again, we're going into the winter months. But anyway, this report's brought to you by Red Realty. They have a great team as well, Steve Dotson over there. And so Red Realty, I think they're over there by my office by Medical Center Parkway, so give them a shout out. And that's your real estate numbers for today. Guess we're going to wrap it up. Thanks again, Bill, from All Time and Home Inspections. How can they reach you?
They can call us at our office at 615-556-2343. Or they can even call me directly at area code 931-954-8204. And they can certainly find us on Facebook at All Time Home Inspections TN.
All right. Thanks to all our sponsors and another great show. We'll see you next time on the Rutherford Home Show.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go. A short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind and break.